It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world-famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande.
Órale, pues.
And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show in the country.
In Santa Ana right now today, I say.
And bottom line, we are the largest cannabis show in California, let alone part of the United States, because we are live at Planet 13 as it is the grand opening. Yeah. Everybody make some noise out here. Folks, as we broadcast all the way live from Santa Ana, we are literally making history in California, as history was already made in Las Vegas when Planet 13 opened the largest dispensary in the world there. But now they're taking over state by state, and starting here in good old killer Cali, Planet 13 in Santa Ana is making history today, folks, by cutting the ribbon and opening its doors. And no other than, I think he's joining the show now because he's been on it so much.
He is now a fixture of the
show. He's on the show with us. And I think Craig's happy because he might be a little older than Craig.
Here comes the jabs.
And I'm jabbing Larry and I'm jabbing you. The co-owner of Planet 13, ladies and gentlemen, he makes it possible with his team. Give it up for Mr. Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, you helped cut the ribbon. I mean, was there an excitement there? Does it get old when you start to do big historical things like this?
The scissors were so heavy. Unbelievable.
Summer was carrying it like it was no big deal, too. She's a strong woman, though.
Anyway, we're just so happy to be here. You know, we looked at 100 sites between San Jose and San Diego and almost ready to go out until we found this one.
Wow.
So, I mean, literally, so we really fell into it. It had to click all of the boxes that we needed for location, for parking, the size of it, and everything else that was wrong with our checklist of what we think deserved to have a Planet 13 Superstore.
Yeah. When you say that, how long was that process for you guys before you felt like, oh my God, are we going to hang up the cleats and quit trying? Like, how long did it take to find this location?
2 years prior to here is when we found the location. This is still a total culmination of 2 years from when we found it to getting it done, to negotiating the license and the building and then the permits and the plans and all of that. So it's kind of a fast process, but we're pretty deliberate what we want. We pass up a lot of it, that's within our requirements. And I think we do a great job for our investors. When Bob and I spend the money from the investors, a public company like is coming out of our pocket.
Yes.
I wish they all would do that. And, you know, some haven't, and where they are,
it's true. As you say that, we've talked about those companies buying private jets, homes all over the place, and doing way too much.
I didn't say that.
Well, we did.
We did.
City, and you mentioned it, you alluded to it that when we were talking about the constructions that have come up with. What were some of the things that led you here that you had to turn away from other cities?
Well, I have to tell you, this was a surprise of the Henry City Council in the Senate. I mean, the Senate. We didn't realize it. In fact, people said, why do you want to work for 20? You've heard the horror stories about how long it takes, the rules and regulations.
The taxes even more. Yeah.
I know, but we love California. We want to be in California. And what a surprise, because I hate to say this, but in our own city, Santa Ana is 180 degrees from our own city, our own backyard.
Yeah.
And we told the mayor and the city council and the staff, guys, whatever you're doing, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it.
Yes.
And what a pleasure to work with.
No, they just want to get these stores open. I tell all our clients, if you want a good opportunity, you don't have to wait. You know, literally, I think we talked about it from when you started the permit process. It's only been 6 months from the permit process.
6 months.
And most, it can take a year, year and a half. And Santa Ana allows you to do a dual track while you get your city permit. They allow you to file for the state permit at the same time. Most cities make you wait 8 months to get their permit, and then you file with the state. So I think you picked a great city, and congratulations.
Now, Larry, who's responsible for all the decor throughout the
it
place?
It is so beautiful,
I mean,
inside.
It is next level.
I think it's Larry, personally. Have you seen Larry's shoes? It's Larry.
It is definitely the beautifulest thing in California
hands
that I've
down.
Ever seen, and almost in the world.
It's a combination of really Bob and I. It's visions that we see. I'll find a bunch of things I like. I can't use them all. Will then put our heads together. Bob, of course, really is in there. Lee, being a lawyer and a lobbyist, and listening to some of the law change and so on, we put our heads together. Really, Bob and I have been telling our designer, here's what we'd like. If you can improve on a few things on what our ideas are, go ahead and
enhance them
in a pretty picture to make it come out. But we have the ideas from the umbrellas to octopuses to the wall.
Well, let's talk about that, because we talked about that octopus and we were going to name it. Did we come up with the name yet?
No.
Okay. We're going to hold a contest. We're going to find out who's going to name it. And it's got to be approved, right? It's not who votes on it the best, but it's. So we want to get some ideas out there. If you guys are listening, it's 1-800-420-1980. Call us up and make sure you go ahead and tell us what the octopus name should be. And we're going to start that process. We're going to do a contest, so keep listening.
And Larry, I love the fact that a councilwoman and her mother, which is a little older, because the councilwoman is obviously over the 21.
Craig's age.
Not yours age, Larry. Not, yeah.
Craig's He's definitely age. Older than you, Larry.
And they're the first customers to come in. I find that to be just so awesome that a city council member who lives down the street from here takes her mother in to buy the first product. I mean, that's the type of vibe and feel you get from here. Blue and I were here yesterday with the office people. You weren't here for this, Larry. And I got to tell you, the whole camaraderie that we felt, the like, everyone is just so cool. Even experiences like that, it's just strange to find an organization that's doing this cool from the top down, as we've got a chance to talk to you several times. And I literally have your cell number because you're that cool and easy to roll with. I called you on the weekend to say thank you and it was good to hang out with you. And it's like everybody treats everybody great. And it just goes to show what a class organization you guys are leading. And we all commend you for doing that. Where does that spirit come from?
I would say probably from the Midwest.
Hey.
Good value. None of us are better than anybody else. Start thinking we are. You better get out of business.
It's so funny you say that, because even as I talked to a few of the employees the last few days mentioning how great you are, I go, man, Larry's the best, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, he really is. And he just comes in and he's so nice to everybody. Whether they say this in front of you or behind your back, I'm letting you know they say this behind your back, which is nothing but praise with no side-eyed look. And to me, that's the type of organization I like supporting. And I know we as Cannabis Talk 101 love supporting and telling our listeners this is the type of place you want to come to.
Sure.
Because it has those values that I like to look at as family values, but a big family.
Yeah.
And we've tried to pass that, Bob and I both. And Chris Wren, again, Chris Wren is such an integral part. We keep forgetting about him. He's the third leg of our stool. Our head grower and really handles all the operation of the whole thing, just a little savant. It's all of our values that are just like mine. We try to pass that on to the other employees, the trainers, and they better treat everybody as if they're a friend or a high school friend.
And they do. I mean, literally, we came in yesterday, everybody was lined up. Everybody gave us high fives on the way out. We all did a clap session and just made some cheering noises and stuff. It's just a good family feeling. And again, you guys are setting a standard throughout the industry that I think most people need to step up and follow. So I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. How many products you got in there? How many different product lines?
Who are you talking about?
Well, you're the only one that you're the one that owns the place.
Well, let me.
Where the hell's Chris?
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
that's above his pay grade. Craig, why'd you do that
guy,
to him?
So if you have a product line,
that's above my pay grade. That's exactly.
Well, we know what's not above your pay grade, and I'm sure you had to deal a lot with when dealing with things like this. Is when you're opening up the largest dispensary in California, what were some of the big hurdles that you guys had to deal with and challenges?
I guess purchase. I can't find it on the site.
Yeah.
The rest, our team took over well because we had to find the vendors, and I'm sure we have over 50 vendors. Just an answer for you guys is we have over 50 in Las Vegas, but of course we grow a lot there. We don't grow in here yet. We will be eventually vertically integrated, but that's the next step.
What kind of time frame are you looking at for getting all that growth?
We are in the middle of talks right now. So.
I would imagine it's going to go as quick as this.
We hope so.
Absolutely.
You know what else is very impressive here in Santa Ana is your security. Your head of security is class act. He can't grow any hair, but that's not his problem. He still looks good. And he's a swollen little, you know, chimpanzee, which is awesome. And no one's going to mess with him and the staff. That being said, they're always so nice, too, though. You know what I mean? Their security is business.
Respectful.
Strictly business, but strictly polite.
A little unknown secret is he's been a friend of Bob and I earlier. And I do a little bit of training with him on his new physique. So.
You help him out. It's your. You're the secret. Hold on. When you met him, did he have hair?
Yeah, he should.
He's never had hair. He was the 13-year-old bald kid that was just kind of buffed already.
I still like him.
Well, you guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101. If you're not in the area, you got to come down. If you're visiting, you're listening, and you're in another country or you're in another state, bottom line, get to Southern California, come to Santa Ana, go to Google and say Planet 13. You can't miss the big red globe that's in the front, let alone the big sign that's on top of the building. But the place is beautiful, and it's something to see because it's like a museum here, folks. It's the largest dispensary in California.
Yes.
There's 52 registers there. It's unbelievable. So come on down.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, right here live.
That had to be a first, right, though? That had to be a first, dog.
Yeah.
You ever had a car drive through the show?
As long as you've done the show, Blue, you've done it the longest.
No one's drove through. But I'll tell you what, we are live at Planet 13 right now.
Yep.
California's largest dispensary. And listen, I'm telling you guys, this place is in Santa Ana, California, and it is beautiful.
Well, not only is it beautiful, but it brings out some of the biggest stars in cannabis, and it brought out one that's very notoriously known all over the world.
Yes.
The hip-hop community sings about him, raps about him. OG Louis the 13th.
Yes, sir.
Here at Planet 13, joining Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you, Louis, for coming out here and hanging out with us here. Tell us what you think about Planet 13.
Yo, they brought that Vegas over here.
The
artwork inside.
Yes.
Everything. This ain't no
waterfall.
This takes it to a whole nother level.
Next level.
I haven't seen, like, I've been in other stores, I won't mention names, you know, just to see how they look.
You've been everywhere.
Planet 13 is a whole nother level, so you definitely need to come by and check this out.
And the buyers are talking to OG Louis the 13th talk about getting his brand in here.
Definitely.
So that's always a nice thing, too.
That's a beautiful thing.
And Louis, as I said, rappers rap about you and this and that. How does that connection happen for you, man? Because it seems like every time as the BET Awards just passed, and I know so many cats were over there at your office hitting you up. How do those connections happen?
I don't know. I guess it's word of mouth because one person tries it, next person talks about it. Just to give you an idea, one time, this was years ago, Ty Dolla was in Canada smoking my product, and Snoop ran into him. And I haven't talked to Snoop in a minute. Snoop said, yo, where'd you get this? He's like, Louis. Soon as Snoop got back, he hit me back. And it's just basically all word of mouth. Basketball players.
Yeah, but it has to be good.
It can't be good.
There it is.
Yes, it got to be great. My slogan is quality is king.
Sometimes I'm afraid to smoke King Louis stuff, man. I'll tell you, I like to smoke, but no, I'm serious. I've hit some of yours at the house. You know, you've blessed me.
It's night for Blue.
And I sit there and that's what he meant, night. And I'm talking the whole family's catching the contact high. I mean, I'm like, damn. You okay, Dad? I'm like, Because a lot of times you get Boof out there, and I'm not a heavy, heavy smoker like the Pop Brothers at Law or Joe Grande, you know what I mean?
But when I do smoke,
I like to get a little smoke in, and sometimes
when you smoke
on Louis' product, you know, I'm telling you, it's a different level of quality, and like you said, it's got to be great, and so he must pick out and you know, make sure that the quality control is out.
I check everything myself.
And how does that work out for you? Because I think, you know, are you purchasing it from different farmers?
I got my own personal grower that's been doing it for about 30 years.
Okay.
Okay, and he's my partner in the growing. Basically, I have one grower that grows it, but I just did a license deal out here in Los Angeles. So I'm bringing my grower out because my grower is actually what you would call a master grower. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he's been doing a real master grower.
That's why my quality's always been the same.
Who is that?
How does that work?
Mexican secret.
Yeah, I'm about to say you keep that.
How does that work, guys? How does someone become a master grower? Is there a diploma, degree? I mean,
I would hope so.
School of hard knocks.
It's definitely
a school of hard knocks because I'm gonna tell you right now, he grows to a motherfucking T.
Let me ask you this.
Always quality.
At what point, like, what? Where's the differentiation between somebody who's growing great and then, like, you're a master grower? Like, what's the qualities
I would point out? To me, a master grower is somebody that's been doing it for 30 years. And I would call, and no disrespects, people are going to hate me when I say this, but I say it. You know what I'm saying? I call them gardeners. Gardener's been doing it for 5-10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know Fair enough. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, it takes a certain kind of person, one, to want to take care of a plant and really get in there, in the weeds, and really take care of it. Not only that, the feeding schedules are so important, making sure the quality and what you're putting in there isn't toxic because they do have, you know, metals and things of that nature that'll screw.
What people would put in them, you don't even.
Yeah.
Well, the growers that care that we've interviewed, they play music, they talk, there's a certain schedule. They care.
We play classical music.
There you go. They're living creatures.
That's what you treat.
I've actually been to some of your grows, especially the ones that were upstairs at the one building downtown where they just had the high rise room. As you've had many buildings and many grows, and for those who don't know, Louie and I go way back, many moons before he was OG.
I'm sorry,
Louis the 13th.
No, this is real.
Before Louie was even selling weed, he might have been selling other products when I've known him way back in the day. And when I'm not even saying drugs, I'm talking anything from little TVs,
VCRs, vacuums, and ended up in my house.
We had vacuums.
He had garage sales.
We literally had garage sales.
He had the hoverboards.
As soon as I saw Chris Brown on TMZ come out with the hoverboard, a week later I had a container.
That was Roscoe. Shout out to Roscoe.
The hustle's never ended for OG Louis the 13th, which is great as we've all got a chance to meet, know him, and love him. And if you don't know who he is on Instagram, what is it, Louis? Is it OG Louis the 13th?
Yes, it is, with the XIII at the very end.
And I just want to say this as we're on the podcast, because I've said this on the FM radio show, and if you go and see an OG Louis the 13th, you may think, oh, he's just doing certain things for the gram. Like I said, I've known this dude before he was selling weed and became the brand OG Louis the 13th, and he's always bought people food and hidden the fact that he's paid for it. He's always blessed people with free stuff and hidden the fact of give me credit for it. So I just want people to know on this national, worldwide platform that, you know, this dude I've known and I'm stamping with, he's been this cat before he's come out with, oh, look at me and like me because I have a cannabis brand.
Well, I want to add something to that because you do post every now and again. And, like, you know, for every one time he's posting that he's doing that, paying bill or something, there's probably 100 or 1,000 times he hasn't.
Right.
There's a lot of times I don't post.
So when we do it,
I post it because I try to show people, look, man, it don't cost much. It's a little something that you could do for somebody. So hopefully you can learn something from it. Yeah,
I did it in a Starbucks. I did this. I bought for a couple. I said, hey, here's like, buy whatever that, for
did
the
it.
Next two or three. After I saw his.
I got to tell you, after I saw.
I did.
I got to tell you, after I saw Louis do it, I did it as well.
Swear to God.
At an Outback, it was a mom, and I think she had a disabled son.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just, and we didn't tell them who it was. They didn't turn around. I didn't tell them to just take care of their bill. And they were looking around like, what the fuck? And it's just, it was
it's
a
nice
gesture.
It's funny how Louis does that, and he inspires you.
It's
happened to me a lot of times as well.
I recently, this was a good one to me, because I recently went to Cheesecake Factory, right? And there was a lady there, and I see the struggle. She had two daughters who were disabled, and she was watching her mother.
Wow.
So I already knew. So I talked to the manager. I says, do me a favor. I says, walk up to the table, introduce yourself as the manager, and let them know that their meal's been comped by Cheesecake Factory, and they're more than welcome to take any cheesecake that they want home. And I didn't post it. I didn't post just something I do for the heart, man. I love the way it makes me feel I do something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just like the daughter was so happy when the manager walked away. Oh, I love you. Thank you. Like, it was just a great fit. And it made the manager look good for the company.
And that's the same love you put into those joints, because I smoke those joints.
Gotcha.
And I'm assuming, unlike many other brands, which I won't mention, flower brands, that yours are all flower.
Oh, just, all flower. We're the only company that actually takes out the stems and the water leaves. We open the bud up and we take out the water leaf from the inside. So you're literally smoking pure
flower. As opposed to flour and whatever the fuck else they put in.
Well, and
things.
The other key thing about Louis's joints, OG Louis the 13th has all glass tips and have been
forever.
Like the, exactly.
Forever. Forever.
Yeah, this ain't new.
And what made you do something that's so special like that? Well, and pricey.
They're individually hand rolled too, so that's why it makes it different. It's more like of a Cuban thing, Cuban cigar type thing that, you know, each one is individually hand rolled. I mean, I put six in a box, and I am one of the most high end marijuana cannabis brands because I sell it for $160.
Quality sells.
Yeah.
Quality sells. Oh, yeah. There's people that want the quality, and there's people that want to smoke just some good weed.
Well, Louis, when we come back, we want to talk more about that good weed. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break right here at Planet 13, California. Let's go.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at La Blue, and Joe Grande here live at Planet 13's grand opening in Santa Ana.
Yes.
Blue, take it away, brother.
You know what, man?
Blue.
It's an amazing day out here, but first of all, I want to give a shout out to Cali FX, Connector, Terpene Warehouse. Viscous is definitely in the building. And what time is it, Joe?
Dime time!
Dime time!
Oh, you already
grab
know
your
that,
pins,
man.
Baby. Hit that dime. I just hope I got my pin pad. Where's my dime guy? Where's my pad at?
Yeah. Let me say this, man. You know, the Cali FX brand, it's amazing right now. They've got an effects feel. It's super important you get out there and check these guys out. But right now, we have King Louis with us, the 13th.
Yes.
And you know what? He does have one of the most premier products in the world when it comes to straight freaking cannabis. Are you planning on going into
fire.
Any of the edible game?
Or yes.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, no. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now how I'm definitely getting into the edible game is I had a female chef make me a sample, right?
Yeah.
She gave her some products. She made me a sample. And I forgot that she made it. It was in our office. And to give you a long story short, because I know everybody has a story about edibles. one of my buddies was in the office, and he was slumped over. And it was one of them stressful days. I said, you know what? I want to feel like you today. I was like, what are you doing? Well, he's like, I took the edible. And I said, all right. So I took 1.5. But it didn't affect me. Like 2-3 hours went by. Nothing happened. So I took the other half. Nothing happened. On the way home, a friend of mine, he has a Sprinter company. He was giving me a ride home. As I'm driving home, I turn around and I feel like I'm having a heart attack. In the back.
Are you serious? Oh, join the heart attack club, brother.
Yo, I had to stop the Sprinter on the freeway. We had to jump off. We got off to a gas station. I got off, thrown up and everything. And he was like, man, I'm going to take you to the hospital because I didn't know what was going on. My heart was pounding. I was sweating. Long story short was like, you know what? It was the fucking edibles.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. It was the fucking edibles. So
how many milligrams was that?
Incredible
edibles.
Oh,
man. It was probably like, I think, 1,000, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I know you do a lot with buddable edible buds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to my boy Love Ralph them. Out there and the whole squad.
That's another one that's through me, of course.
Oh, selfish promotions, Joe.
I'm just saying.
No one else will talk about you. Talk about yourself.
I mean,
right?
I hurt my elbow. Hold on a second. Let me hurt my elbow.
Got your own back.
There's a few people in his office that are come through me.
Try and knock yourself out.
Something else that's incredible, though, as you mentioned Snoop Dogg earlier, it's just funny how Snoop mentions, as he has his own brands and this and that, has he mentions smoking OG Louis the 13th, him and so many other rappers.
Everybody in the game.
Who haven't you smoked with?
That's probably a better question.
Yeah, though.
There's a couple of cats, like Little Baby I haven't smoked
with.
Okay,
he's coming.
I was supposed to have a session with Da Baby, but I didn't get to have that session yet, but he got some of my product. Shit, I don't know. There's quite a few people I haven't smoked with.
Please be self-promotional. And who are some of these cats that come in, like, on the weekends, like BET Awards or just normal check-ins?
I mean, you'll have everybody from Jim Jones, Ty Dolla $ign, Snoop Dogg, Secret Ice Cube Sessions. I mean, you know, just a little something with everybody.
Speaking of Secret Ice Cube Sessions, is that still a secret?
Everything's a secret. Everything's a secret.
There's some leakage information that we can't talk about, but that's a good thing.
It's a secret.
As you do that, Louis, is there somebody that you've met that you go, damn, I can't believe this cat's talking about my shit?
Wow. I mean, well, shit. Snoop was the first one. Like, Snoop was the one that made me say, like, damn. And then he kept calling me.
How'd that happen? How'd that happen that you found out? First time?
It was through Ty. It was a recession. Because I used to sell Snoop, like, ounces and shit like that. He used to have an apartment in Hollywood, so I used to always go to his apartment. And then after a while, I lost contact because a lot of the young generation kids were giving him pounds.
Right.
Right.
I was selling it to him, but they were giving it to him.
Right.
So, you know, you fade away for a little bit. But like Snoop said, you're the only person I've known that has quality and always stood quality since I've known you. I can call you tomorrow and you'll have quality. A lot of other cats will come in and smoke, and the next day they fall off. This shit's garbage.
Right.
So, and you're sitting there saying, no, my cost.
And again, you know what's crazy, though, Louis, is a lot of people will just throw anything in there to sell.
Yes.
And it's so important that our industry doesn't. I mean, look, and it's there's cannabis for everybody. Some people want the boofy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Some people
But you don't need all that shit to have a lower price point. I mean, you can get mids or smalls and, you know, and still have a good joint at a lower price point. But still, some people fill it with God knows what is in those things.
Sure. Exactly.
Terrible.
Louis, let's talk about some of this music that you got going, because I know you're doing amazing things with music. You signed a big producer. Talk about it.
I signed a guy named Church Boy Scotty. Incredible producer, songwriter. We just did a whole bunch of songs with Sada Baby. Who else? Shit, we get Sada Baby. Why am I going blank right now?
I mean, geez, I know you're
so are you smoking OG Louie?
Right? He's nervous being around us, is what
nervous.
It is.
I don't do interviews. You know that. Bootsy? I don't do interviews.
Bootsy.
Oh, yeah, Bootsy just came in recently. Yep, my man. There you go.
Look at
I
Mark
mean, everybody. Carnes. Like, I've had a lot of celebrities come through messing with this kid. This kid is a great producer, songwriter. If you get a chance, follow Church Boy Scotty on Instagram.
I like that name, Church Boy, man.
Oh, yeah, and he actually is from the church, man. It's crazy, man. When I met him and I got him in, I mean, I had DJ Pooh the other day. Shout out to DJ Pooh.
Big time.
A lot of people don't know about DJ Pooh. Let me give you a quick little insight on him. He produced a song, because everybody, when you mention DJ Pooh, you mention, oh, yeah, Friday.
Yeah,
right. He helped write it with Friday. He produced I Need Love.
Yes.
Hello, Cool J?
He produced
I didn't know that.
When I'm
alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love.
There I was. He also did I'm Bad.
Quite like he I knows can. I'll take a muscle bound man and put my face in the sand. I got the last mafio, but I'm an MC cop. Yeah. I make it say go LL and do the WAP. What?
Let's go.
Don't talk about classic hips. I am classic hits.
Yeah, incredible classic hits, man. Incredible. He's done so much, man. So yeah, I just had to bring that up, man, because I don't think anybody has gave that man his props yet, and he deserves his props.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'll tell you, it's a combination made in heaven, man. To be able to have, you know, you in the hip hop community, and knowing that the hip hop community has been put cannabis on its back for so many years, and I like to always remind people, like, look, you know, cannabis comes from marijuana.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people forget that. And that has what's brought it to the hip hop community. The hip hop community has made it mainstream. And then from there, Hollywood's picking it up. From there, the business folks are picking it up. And so it comes from this
corporate
level.
Company now is picking it up.
It comes from this level of understanding that if you weren't a part of it, you really don't know. You just see it and go, oh, yeah, let's jump on the wagon. But you come from that cloth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It makes so much different. And your product shows it, bro. And
nah, I
appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Me, man.
I appreciate that. Definitely, man. It's a lot of hard work. A lot of people ask me, you know, blah, 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 how do you do it? I said, listen, man, it's a lot of hard work and it does cost a lot of fucking money.
You know, and hard work, you've had dispensaries as well. I mean, there's things that I look at you and go.
Allegedly.
Storefronts.
A couple of dispensaries, yes.
Storefronts.
It's just funny, too, to think of the one that was right downtown, right in front of those high rises, that one just. I was hoping for your sake, too, that was just going to stay forever.
I thought it was.
That location was.
It was in the gray area. Because
I remember that one. Yeah,
you were probably a cooperative.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
It was upstairs on that.
Honestly,
you had a studio in there?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that
one. You had a studio in all of them, grows in all of them.
Do you remember me coming by back then? Huh? Do you remember me coming by back then?
Yes, cool. When I had the grand opening, man, it was the most incredible grand opening. I had like 20 different celebrities. I had Snoop, everybody, a bunch of
artists. I remember.
And then you weren't there the day it got raided, right?
I thank God I was not.
Thank you, Lord.
You had my machines in there, but not me.
Thank you, Lord. That's good luck. This is good luck.
Oh, that's a Jubug. Jubug?
Hey, so no, that's a Japanese beetle.
I'll tell you a fun story.
Joe,
man.
Did you say Jubug?
This is way back. What? This is way back. And I may have said it, but Louis came by my recording studio years and years ago with Baby Bash. What's the kid's name, man? Filthy.
Oh yeah, Filthy.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out Filthy. Kid, Filthy, right? And so they come in my studio years ago, and I had a badass recording studio here in Orange County. I walk in and I'm like, "Yo, bro, check this out!" And I go to the back and I just open up like 100 pack and I'm like, check it out. I mean, we're talking trap day.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And so
when you're bald-headed, probably.
And I was all over the road, bro. I was boom. You know what I mean? I probably had a little army in there with me. And I was like, check it out. And everybody was just like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's like, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
I was doing too much.
I just love the fact that we got these all these old school crazy
war stories.
But survived.
I mean, let's just face it. Some of us are really from the streets. Blue and I had a little background, and then we meet a guy like Louis who's from the streets as well, that we have these street stories of meeting them and doing some street shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like that street hustle legitimizes everybody here. Like, oh no, we go way back. We've been doing things forever.
Exactly. We're on the mud level.
It's funnier because even at that, I meet him through Big Boy.
Yeah.
Right?
Shout out to Big Boy.
Big Zach, Joe, you got to meet Louis. OG Louis the 13th. But Louis, take him around some corners with me.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, Big Boy. See, open the door that, for a lot.
That person, I'm sorry, that person has a handicap sign on their car. I just wanted to point that out. I saw it.
Let him pull in.
Yeah, let him in.
I just wanted to point
that out. Go ahead. Yeah,
am I right? It's on the windshield,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You guys were broadcasting all the way live, literally in front of Planet 13.
That's what happens when attorneys are sitting here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got that.
Handicap.
Especially when I have clients that have been sued with businesses.
What were you saying about Big Boy, though, Louis?
No, I just wanted to give a big shout out to Big Boy, man. He has a lot to do with Louis the 13th. A lot of people don't know this, but he was the one that opened a lot of doors to meet a lot of celebrities in this game.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean,
Louis, come by and bring some stuff. You know, even when we did that prank with the Jenansky brothers, you brought some stuff.
Oh yeah,
too.
I remember that.
So, speaking of Big Boy, I mean, Joe Grande has a big part of getting us into iHeart Media. Obviously, getting signed to iHeart, but Big Boy, when we walked in, gave his blessings heavy. So to the point where Joe brought us in with Big. Big's like, yo, come on, you guys got to go meet Doc and the team, Kevin. And then all of a sudden, Big's like, they're turnkey.
This is the team.
They were like, oh, we know you guys. And bam, it rolled it out. So Big, beautiful. In my opinion, and I pay homage to him and Joe, because they made that bridge for us to get the deal at iHeartMedia.
Well, those are two really good dudes. So,
yeah. Yes. They're okay. There he is again.
They were both really fat bastards that went to. They were both so fat. I mean, Big was over 500 pounds. I was over 300. We were just huge and sexy. You know, Louis, we've done it on the FM radio show, but we haven't done it here on the podcast. It's always fun to do the high five with our fun guests that we have on, and we've never done this. Folks out there, if you don't know him, please Google OG Louis the 13th. Find the brand. Go support the homie. Question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I was 13 years old. That's where Louis the 13th comes in. And
nice.
It was one of my friends, neighbors.
Oh, really?
There you go.
How cool is that 13 comes from that, not the, you know, what you think, which is the alcohol OG Louis the 13th.
No.
Louis smoked weed at 13, so that's why it's OG Louis the 13th.
Question number two, what is your favorite way to smoke cannabis or use it?
Joint with a glass tip.
Mine too. Can't smoke it without that glass tip. I can't do it.
Question number three of the high five, right here at Planet 13, California, Santa Ana with Louis the 13th. Yep. Craziest place you've ever smoked or used cannabis?
Craziest place. In a courtroom. Not in a courtroom, but in the courtroom bathroom.
Yes.
And inside of a plane one time, because I was like, I'm scared to fly. So I know there's no smoking and everything, but I just went in there and I hit it and turned it right off and nobody smelled it.
Nice.
Nobody smelled it, yeah. Nice. I had to, man. It's like, oof.
All right. Question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. OG Louie,
yes,
what is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Wow. I'm going to go to my go-to munchies.
And you ain't been tight in a minute, munchies. So I know you
I
got
know,
some
you
munchies.
Can tell, right? I've been hitting all the
come
munchies.
Come on.
I would say my go-to munchies, Cheesecake Factory, nachos and Nachos from Cheesecake Factory.
Don't talk about it unless you got them, player. Right.
Yeah, order them up.
Damn, you're making me hungry.
Order them up.
Everybody makes you hungry, Joe.
That is true. Question number five of the High Five with OG Louis the 13th. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live in Santa Ana, California at the grand opening of Planet 13.
Yes.
If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, OG Louis the 13th, who would it be and why?
Tupac, because I met him one time in Universal City Walk, and we were walking. And we just bumped into him, and it was just like, I wish that time I had weed, because he would have been one of the only persons I would really want to smoke with.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one. As you say Tupac, you picking Tupac over Biggie, too?
Yep.
Hey, that's unfair.
He's just asking.
He didn't even think about it. He said, yep.
Yeah, so no, I like that he said that. I mean, it's funny, because quickly I could say, I like Notorious.
You're from the Bay, though. That's because you're from the Bay.
But so is Pac. It don't matter.
It's not supposed to. It's a question. It's not a debate, man. Leave him alone.
I'm not debating it. That's just a good one.
Okay, man, Biggie.
Either one, right? For the East Coasters, you're like,
I fuck with Biggie, though. I like Biggie shit. It was nice.
Oh, it's always good.
But I was who-banging and right out the window with Pac, so that's why, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, Pac for sure.
Pac, definitely Pac.
You know, another random story to share amongst you Cannabis Talk 101 co-hosts that Louie and I shared. We both risked our lives together at one point, and I convinced him to risk his life at one point, and he literally goes, Joe, am I going to do this? Am I going to really do this? And it was literally life or death scenario. And that's the type of boys we really are.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean,
hey,
seriously.
Well, you're alive, so you made it.
Yeah, he made it. And the best part was, is I ain't never going to throw up, Joe.
I'm never going to throw up, right?
I love those.
I got to keep one of these with me all the time.
Me and my brother have certainly represented guys like you for, you know, 30 years. So we know exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, well, thank you.
It's exactly a good thing.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live from Planet 13, California, Santa Ana. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.